across the 40, coming near side, 35, needs a block, gets outside, at the 20, he's going to the house, 10, 5, touchdown Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network, this is Big Blue Nation Radio.
The second for one, make the turn, got him, game's over, Kentucky wins!
Interact with the show by calling 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287 or statewide at 800-606-GAME. That's 800-606-4263.
Touchdown! Kentucky! Victory! Kentucky!
Or tweet the show at UK Sports Network.
And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
Now your host, Taryn Hendrick.
We welcome you into another edition of Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. I'm Taryn Hendrick with you. Welcome to another season, and tonight we've got plenty to chat about as we'll talk Kentucky volleyball. We've got Adonna Rollins in the house, senior outside center. We'll also chat with Dusty Bonner to get you started and preview the upcoming football game against Miami of Ohio this Saturday. So stick around. We also invite you to call into the show. Our phone lines, toll-free, 1-800-606-4263. The Clark's Pump and Shop phone line locally here in the Lexington area is 859-280-2287. You can also tweet questions to at UK Sports Network. We'll chat with Adonna Rollins from Kentucky Volleyball when we come back. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
As a leader in diagnostic radiology services, Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI offers the best in imaging technology, X-ray, CT scans, and MRI. LDC delivers quality patient care by providing comfortable and convenient solutions. And to save patients on coinsurance and copays, the LDC price structure is significantly lower than hospital rates. Learn more by visiting LexingtonDiagnostic.com or call 859-278-7226. Knowledgeable patients and physicians choose Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI.
Still think you can get more from the big box store? Think again. How about award-winning service with manufacturer-authorized technicians or sales professionals to help you find the right product for your home? A store with deep roots in our community that will be here after those big box stores are long gone. If you want to get more without paying more, think outside the big box. Think P-Rats. Since 1946, nobody beats P-Rats.
Make the most of your summer in a new Toyota Highlander, like the electrified Highlander Hybrid. At an EPA estimated 36 mpg, you can save $3,000 in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Now through September 6th, during Toyota's national sales event, get low 1.9 APR financing on any new 22 Highlander. With approved credit through TFS, get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It started as a dream, and here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weichert. Their Weichert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weichert. Call your local Weichert office to make your move. Each Weichert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
Keep playing. Keep working. Keep going. And keep moving. With the exceptional orthopedic care at Baptist Health, with an experienced team and a full line of advanced services and procedures, it's no wonder most people choose Baptist to help them keep on keeping on. Visit BaptistHealth.com/ortho to find a Baptist Health provider.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. I'm Taryn Hendrick, and we're going to chat some volleyball for the next few minutes as Adonna Rollins joins us, a senior outside setter who transferred to Lexington after stints with Minnesota and Penn State in the Big Ten. And first of all, Adonna, welcome to the show and welcome to the Bluegrass.
Hi, thank you.
Well, you've already been initiated with the BBN at Memorial Coliseum. The team had two matches over the weekend, and you had 28 kills against Marquette, which I believe is the most by any player in the Craig Skinner era in your first career match playing under him. What was it like playing at the Coliseum and making your Kentucky debut this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing, and, I mean, it was unreal, to be honest. I mean, although it's my fifth year, it just feels humbling, and it just feels like a great experience to be with a great group of girls and a great coaching staff.
What led into the decision to come to Kentucky in the offseason?
Yes, I think initially I was going to be done with volleyball for a little bit, but once I got into the portal and started talking to Craig, I just realized that I had so much room to grow and things like that. So I was like, I'm going to give it a try. And the girls were great. The coaching staff were great. And all the things that they were telling me were things that I think I could do.
It's early in the season, but what's the chemistry been like with this group on the floor?
Right. The chemistry's been really good, honestly. Like, we've been getting better each time we get on the court, which is, like, so good. And I just think we all connect really well.
Chatting with Adonna Rollins from Kentucky Volleyball. For the folks that haven't had a chance to see you play yet, describe your game.
Yeah. I would say that I'm, like, a calm player. I don't get too hot. I don't get too cold. I'm working on smiling because Craig said I need to smile more. So I'm trying to do that because I'm just more of a neutral, like, tone player. But I try to get after it. So, yeah.
What's it like getting to know Coach Skinner?
Honestly, it's something so new because it's, like, it's only a short amount of time to be with him and things like that. But it's been great. He's awesome. The best. Yeah.
Well, as we mentioned, you were at Minnesota and then you transferred to Penn State before coming to Lexington. So a lot of Big Ten experience, and that is a superb volleyball conference. So what excites you now about being in the SEC with a lot of new cities to go to and a lot of new teams to face?
Right. I think it's good in terms of what you said, like seeing different teams and things like that and going to different places. I mean, I haven't really been around Georgia much or Arkansas, so like I'm excited to go to those places mainly.
What were the environments like and growing as a volleyball player in the Big Ten?
Right. I mean, every match is competitive, like every single match. There's no days off, and it's an amazing experience because there's so many good players, so many good plays. I mean, sometimes you think you're going to put the ball down, the ball's not down. It's up. Like, you just got to keep going. So, yeah, that's what it's like.
And then, I mean, Kentucky, with the way they've played, 5 straight SEC championships with a national championship mixed in there, what really stood out to you about the program when you stepped back and took a look at it?
Right. I mean, obviously the national championship and the SECs are things that I want to do as well. And But I just honestly think the community that they have made and the culture that they've made with the program is just unbelievable. I mean, it's something that I've never really seen out of the other 2 schools that I've been to, but it's just been an amazing experience so far, and I like the culture they have.
I asked you about the chemistry of this team, and I know there's a little bit of a Texas connection among this group with you and Ajani Teeler, Jordan Williams, and Reagan Rutherford. How much have you talked to them, and how much did you talk to them or know of them before you came to Lexington?
Right. I mean, Jordan, she played at the same club as I was. We're just like a few years apart, though. And then Azani, we're a year apart, and so I knew her like through camps and things like that. Mm-hmm. But obviously the Texas connection keeps us real tight. So.
Chatting with Adonna Rollins, senior outside setter for Kentucky Volleyball. Let's talk a little bit about this team now. 2 matches under your belt this weekend, a tough one against Marquette, but you rebounded against Ohio. What did this group learn about themselves in the 2 matches at home?
Right. I think the first match, Marquette, obviously it didn't go as the way we wanted to, but we learned how to come back. And I think when you go out in the first game and you have to go to 5, it'll really tell you a lot about the team. But we didn't really give up at all. I think we just pushed through. It obviously didn't go our way, and that happens sometimes, as Craig says. But I think we learned so much throughout the match, and we got better each set. Ohio, I think we just learned to play clean and just go out there and just play clean. And I thought we had clean volleyball out there.
What do you like about the way this team, I guess, has the rotations? There's a lot of, I don't want to call it variety, but this team can do a lot of different things. Players can step in where they need to. What do you like about the versatility of this team?
Yeah, I mean, even off the bench, we have so much depth. Everybody can do a lot of things, and I really love that because that way if we get stuck in a rotation or we can't, you know, figure it out over here, we can always change it up and someone else can come in and, you know, help us out, and we know we can trust each other to do that.
got a tough tournament coming up this week, and it's one that Kentucky's been involved in. I think this is the eighth year of it with Creighton, Southern Cal, and Northern Iowa. A chance to go to Omaha this week, or as Creighton is hosting. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to the next challenge this week.
Yes, we are really excited. We've been talking about it in the locker room and things like that. We're excited to play some really good teams, and it's going to be a hard weekend, but we're going to learn a lot about ourselves this weekend as well. So
it's a stacked month of September, and I know this team is focused one match at a time, and you have to be with the opponents you have this week, but knowing that there's matches against Nebraska and Wisconsin at home and Louisville, what would you like to say to the fans as they get to come out and watch this team play some really good competition in September?
Right. I mean, I would like to say these are going to be really competitive games. I mean, Big Ten, like I said,
yeah.
You think the ball's down, it's not down. So there's going to be a lot of good rallies. Just a lot of good volleyball, a lot of good top 10 players, you know, in the nation, you know. So it's just going to be really good volleyball. And obviously Louisville, like, that's a rivalry that I'm not really aware of, but I'm excited, and I know the girls have told me about it, so I'm excited about
You'll
that.
You'll be introduced to it really quick.
Yes.
Adonna, thanks for taking some time to join us here tonight. Good luck to the team and to you this weekend in Omaha against Creighton, Southern Cal, and Northern Iowa in that Blue Jay Invitational. Can't wait to have the team back home because there's some great matches coming up. Thanks.
For sure. Thank you.
That's Adonna Rollins, senior outside setter for Kentucky volleyball. And again, they're going to be at the Blue Jay Invitational this weekend, and we'll have some more notes about volleyball coming up later in the show. We'll switch gears and talk a little football with our QB1 here on the UK Sports Network. Dusty Bonner will join us next here on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors, locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local bottler.
Do you know what's great about being a Kroger Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Kroger products you love. And as a Kroger Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by Kroger Plus. Sign up today at Kroger.com. Restrictions may apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
So, want to know how to play Keno from the Kentucky Lottery? Here's how. Pick up to 10 numbers to play, choose your wager amount, pick your number of draws, and add the bullseye for an additional prize or the multiplier for a shot at $1 million. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold, at a convenience store, at a bar, on your laptop, even your mobile device. Just visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. We invite you to join Christy Thomas, Dusty Bonner, and Jeremy Jarman for our Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Kickoff. Coverage of Kentucky against Miami of Ohio starts at 5 p.m. this Saturday. And we are joined by our QB1 here on the UK Sports Network, Dusty Bonner. And Dusty, great to see you, man. Welcome back. Welcome to another season of college football, buddy.
Yeah, it's great. It's here and it's exciting and we're ready to go.
Taking you back to your player days, what was that first week of the regular season like when you were coming out of fall camp and now you have a new opponent sitting in front of you to get ready for?
You know, fall camp is such a long, kind of tenuous deal, and you come out of that, you know, Stoops said something earlier, they're ready to play somebody else, and you get that. You get a lot of pushing and shoving late in camp where guys are just tired of pounding on each other, and they – you know, you get to that first game week and you're excited by that. It starts to kind of normalize. You get into a very set routine. You're not near as tired because you kind of get a little bit of time to rest and you got classes going on. And so for a lot of guys, that's a huge adjustment, particularly for the younger guys. But, you know, I remember distinctly the first game week of me being a starter. I was laying in bed one night trying to go to sleep and all of a sudden I just kind of rose up out of my bed and I'm like, it's like, it hit me like I was fixed to play college football and really play. And it was cool. It was really, really kind of overwhelming and cool, but it's just exciting. And then you go out there and you ride the buses. It used to be one of my favorite things is when you ride, we used to stay in a hotel here in town and you'd ride the bus to the stadium, whether you were home or away, and the fans and the atmosphere. And it really got your adrenaline going. Just a really cool time. And to run out in front of all those people for the first time, it's amazing.
I know some teams, they usually do a Friday evening walkthrough or Friday afternoon walkthrough in the stadium. Do you remember any of those moments just walking through an empty stadium before you guys kind of went down to business?
You know, we didn't do that very much. Yeah. We would do a walkthrough. We would find a piece of grass, and it didn't matter if it was, you know, if it was a piece of grass in front of the hotel or if it was like a cow pasture that we could get into, you know, whatever. We would just do a walkthrough in a green space. And then when we got to the stadium, we always, you know, we'd go out and walk around, you know, before you got changed and everything. And, you know, it was neat. It was fun to go around and see some of the different stadiums. And particularly when you go into other people's stadiums and they got people yelling at you and that sort of thing. It added to it. It was fun. Sure. It was really enjoyable.
The Cats get to open at home under the lights. I know the being a night game is going to add some electricity to this opener against a solid Miami of Ohio team, one of the favorites in the Mid-Athletic Conference, the MAC. And I heard Coach Stoops say earlier today that going into these openers, and I'll let you expound on this, you get a pretty good idea of what you have as a group. But until you play that first game, you really don't know what you've got. And I guess that's the unknown against any opponent in that first game is you know your group. Now it's time to find out what you really have.
Yeah, I mean, because everything changes. When you get all those folks in the stadium and you get the adrenaline, you know, the part of the process is learning as a player, like, when to allow your adrenaline to really turn on and kick on and when to kind of keep it under control. And that's hard. You know, it's a hard thing to do. And, you know, guys will be excited. You know, quarterbacks usually miss a few throws they shouldn't miss because they're a little amped up and that sort of a deal. But he's right. The only way to know is to get out there and play ball games. And I, you know, me personally, first 1 to 2 to 3 games of the year, I don't – just get out and win. That's all that matters is get out and win. If you make mistakes, that's part of the deal. You got it on tape and you can go learn from it. But it's almost like that first game is kind of like the adrenaline game, and then after that everybody takes a breath and can kind of – go back and focus a little bit more. But it'll be exciting. The electricity around this season for our fan base, I think, is just crazy, and it should be. You know, there's a lot of excitement going into the season. There's a lot of high hopes, and there should be. It's well deserved by the football team and the coaching staff. And, you know, one of the things that's kind of blown my mind in the last few years is the in-game environment. It's just insane. I mean, our environment is as good as anywhere there is, if not better. In a 7 o'clock game for the opening weekend, I mean, that place is going to be crazy.
I know you and Christy and Jeremy will really break down the matchup with Miami of Ohio during our pregame coverage this Saturday, but they've got a solid quarterback coming in here. He's the younger brother of Blaine Gabbert.
Yep.
And the defense is going to be challenged by a quarterback with a pretty good arm.
Well, and that's, you know, it's a little bit of a tough deal for a defense because, you know, you're playing against somebody from the MAC, so you're expected to kind of you know, the word dominate. If you don't dominate, people go, well, what's wrong? And it's like, look, if they got a quarterback and they sling the ball around, you know, part of the deal is in those type games is you bend and you don't break. And so if they move up and down the field, that's one thing. You just got to keep them from scoring. And so that's kind of the biggest deal. And clearly the guy's got some talent. If his brother's in the NFL, I'm sure there's some talent there, some God-given ability that's just – it's there, and he can sling it around. And so it'll be a great challenge. I actually really, really like it because I do think it's a chance to really the defense, when you're talking about defense, and you know, the secondary's gotten a lot of attention and kind of like, what are we going to do in the secondary? How good are we going to be in that sort of a deal? Listen, if your front seven, you know, are really, really good, then that helps out a lot. And vice versa, a great secondary can help out that front seven. But ultimately, for me, going into this deal, like I feel comfortable with the secondary. I think our linebackers at that second level,
yes,
are, we know what they are. They've proven it over a long period of time. They're very, very solid. But that front, that's what I'm most excited about looking on the defense, is not just you know, the kind of the expectations, but the depth there. Because you're talking about, you know, two and three deep at those positions across that front three, where – you know, you got guys that you really believe in, and if they can stay healthy and play at that level, then, you know, this defense has got a chance to be really special.
We're going to take a break. We invite you to join us here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. You can call us toll-free at 1-800-606-4263. It's a local call in the Lexington area at 859-280-2287. We'll continue with Dusty Bonner here in just a moment on the UK Sports Network.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
To become a championship team, it takes dedication and teamwork. The team at Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI is dedicated to working together to be a champion for patient care. By providing the best imaging technology, competitive pricing, evening and Saturday hours, and convenient parking, the LDC team delivers quality patient care. Learn more by visiting LexingtonDiagnostic.com or call 859-278-7226. LDC provides quality, compassionate medical imaging services at a fair price.
Have you ever been driving down the road and out of nowhere, bam, that Skyline craving hits you? Doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing, you've got to pull into the nearest Skyline and get some of those amazing cheese conies immediately. That freshly steamed bun and all that fluffy cheese just melts in your mouth. Mmm, man, that's good. Let me guess, you're getting the craving right now. Sorry, not sorry. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Score big with carryout from Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's. Order mini burgers, wings, sushi, and more for your next watch party. For menus, visit bluegrasshospitality.com. Go Cats. And, of course, as we chat here with Dusty Bonner, we're moving out of fall camp now and getting ready for game week for the Wildcats as they take on Miami of Ohio this Saturday under the lights at Kroger Field. Our fall camp coverage of Kentucky football has been presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. And, Dusty, it was a fun off-season and fall camp. As you've got the new offensive coordinator, Rich Scangarello, and he brings a system that's similar to Liam Cohen's, but he's got his own touch to it that this team has been learning under.
Yeah, you know, and I'm really – I can't wait to see this play out. You know, and I'm looking – when you sit there and you think about, like, you know, he's a guy that's known for using tight ends, multiple tight ends, getting them out into pass routes and blocking and conceptually using that. But he plays, you know, coming from the NFL, the 49ers were a team that were known. the match between what he does and what he's done and the players and the talent that we have here, I think, is a wonderful match. And, you know, we've been known to be that team that can line up and you can load the box and mm-hmm. run the ball. And then last year, you know, with Levis and Wandell, we were able to do some things in the passing game where we really stretched the field vertically. I think that Scangarello is going to do a nice job of not only stretching the field vertically still and being able to run the ball, but also stretching the field laterally.
Sure.
And I think some of the tight ends, that tight end room, there's multiple guys that could be the guy, but they're different types of guys. And I'm really excited about it because I feel like there's a couple of guys in particular that from a matchup perspective – they're just a nightmare for defenses, and I don't know what you're going to do. And you got a guy like Will Levis who can, you know, he can fake a handoff to any one of our running backs. So you have to respect our running game, right? In the last few years, people have been loading the box with more defensive guys and offensive guys to try to stop the run. And Levis can, you know, on a 7-step drop with a play action fake, can turn around and he can heave it 80 yards in the air if he needs to, you know. And so if you got a speed guy. If you think about it, if you got a speed guy running a post route, you're not going to cover him with just a corner, unless that corner's all world, you know, in the man to man. So now you got a corner and a safety that are going to have to try to bracket that guy. Well, that's 2-on-1, which means the numbers are back in your favor offensively. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the field is a great space for tight ends to work. And you know, Will does a wonderful job. One of his, you know, if a guy goes down and he's in the middle of the field and squares his numbers to Will, he can drill that ball in there as good as anybody in the country.
You've already touched on it a little bit, but Wandell Robinson, with him moving on to the NFL, obviously that's a tough loss when you put him with anybody's mm-hmm. offense. But this edition of this Kentucky offense, I feel like even without him, mm-hmm. there are more options available across the board, and maybe it is you lose a dynamic NFL wide receiver, but now you also pick up a very balanced skill position across the board.
You know, I was thinking about how to describe this, and you know, you had a guy that you would have said was an A+. Would you rather have one A+, or would you rather have four A's?
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying, and that's not what I'm saying. I think there's guys on this roster from a receiver standpoint that are going to, you know, Wandell was a special talent, but I think there's guys that can play at that level and can play, you know, and match that. So I'm not saying it in that way. I'm just saying, like, receiver by committee and having multiple guys out there because look, I mean, if as a quarterback, when you're sitting back there behind center and you've got a speed guy to the left and a speed guy to the right that's a threat, and they know they can't cover them one-on-one or else they're in trouble. If they cover them one-on-one, you know where you're going. Mm-hmm. If they don't cover them one-on-one, now you got two guys that took up four guys.
Right.
The defense is in a bad spot. And so, you know, I think that there's some guys coming into this season, we don't know if we have the Wandell. I think we have the talent there. But ultimately, I think what we've got is we know we got multiple guys that can play at a really high level. And that's, you know, if you had three Wandells, could you imagine trying to cover that? And I think that's kind of what we're – I think that's kind of what we're looking at this year, where we got guys that are, you know, by committee are going to be as much of a handful, if not more.
What do you see out of the backfield for Kentucky? Chris Rodriguez is not available, but there's some pretty good guys like a Kavassier Smoke waiting in the wings and a couple of other running backs that have shown potential to be really good.
Yeah, you know, and I think ultimately it's kind of like the offensive line. I had somebody ask me about the offensive line, and they said, hey, you know, are you worried about the offensive line? We got to replace so many people. And I was like, not really, because I think they've established kind of a culture and they've recruited well. And so it's kind of like it's just kind of next man up mentality, right. And they're going to be fine. And I think the same thing from the running back room. And I think, you know, you've got guys, you know, Chris and Kavassier and guys that are younger than them that haven't really come onto the scene and made their mark as yet, but there's a lot of power guys, there's speed guys, there's catching out of the backfield guys, and so, you know, and now we're you know potentially throwing a fullback into the mix and leaking them out, you know, because, you know, if you got a fullback that can come in there and hit you in the, you know, he's an extra blocker that you got to respect because he can take somebody on one-on-one, but he can also leak out in the flat. Now, you know, how do you guard? You know, it's just. It's kind of like you got to pick your poison from a defensive standpoint, and you just don't know. You don't know. Yeah. You just know a lot's coming at you, but you don't know.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm very confident in the running back room, and, you know, I'm always way more confident in the running back room when I'm confident in the offensive line. Because at the end of the day, you know, if they're making holes, then these guys, in order to be here and on this roster, they know what to do when there's a hole.
We are halfway in this edition of Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. I'm Darren Hedrick, joined by Dusty Bonner. We'll continue after this timeout here on the UK Sports Network.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Fogle does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Just down low to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Do you know what's great about being a Kroger Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Kroger products you love. And as a Kroger Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by Kroger Plus. Sign up today at Kroger.com. Restrictions may apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
So what's poppin' at the Kentucky Lottery? Cash Pop, the game with just 15 numbers and one wins every 4 minutes. That's right, all you need to do is match one number. You can play anywhere Kentucky Lottery products are sold, at a convenience store, at a bar, on your laptop, or even play on your mobile device. Even better, pick more numbers for even better chances of winning. Just visit KYLottery.com to play Cash Pop online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors, locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local bottler.
Watch BBN Game Day presented by Central Bank all season long to get ready for the biggest games of the weekend with exclusive access and expert analysis of upcoming matchups. The show airs on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on WLEX here in Lexington. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for TV affiliates and times in your area. Fans outside the state can also watch on ukathletics.com/videos or on the Kentucky Wildcats Facebook page. Darren Hedrick and Dusty Bonner with you here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. Let's go to our Clark's Pump and Shop phone line where John has been waiting patiently to make his season debut with us here tonight. John, how are you this evening?
I'm well, so thank you, all great Americans.
You are as well, my friend. What you got on this weekend?
We're going to win by 25 against this Saturday night. I know every game begins at 3 o'clock with Matt Jones and all that, so that's I'm ready for that. And we're going to win a volleyball tournament this weekend as well, too.
That sounds like a plan, man. I like it.
And soccer, I know you're talking about soccer. We're undefeated women's soccer.
Yeah, a great start for the Kentucky women's soccer team this year. They're coming off a win over Eastern Kentucky.
Yes.
All right, John, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Hey, welcome.
All right. That's John Short. And Dusty, you were featured in an article recently written by Larry Vaught. You were talking about Will Levis as the quarterback and his potential as an NFL quarterback down the road and some of the skills that he possesses. When you look at him, what really stands out in terms of being that elite quarterback that teams need to reach the next level at the college level?
Well, you know, it's not just one thing. He's got it all. I mean, yeah. He's got the God givens. He's got the arm. That's just it's elite of the elite. I mean, it's he can throw it as hard as far as anybody. You know, he's got good size. He's a big guy. He's muscular. He's incredibly athletic. He's a great runner. He could be a run first quarterback, but mm-hmm. he's not. He is a throw. He's a pocket passer throw first quarterback that has the ability to hurt you with his feet. There's little things within the game when you watch him play. He does little things that are nuanced, but he uses his eyes to move people where he wants them to be. He has kind of that intelligence, that IQ of a quarterback that it's up there. So you take all that talent and then you say, okay, he's got the intelligence. And then the other piece of it is his leadership. Like, look, he came in. It's not easy to transfer in and compete for the starting quarterback job against guys that have been here and develop relationships and that sort of a thing. That's hard in a locker room. You know, there's a couple things that have to go with. One, you got to be able to play. And then two, you got to be, you know, how or how much of a guy that they respect. You know, it depends on how that goes. But you can watch him play when he runs and he gets a first down or he runs somebody yeah. over. It does something to the entire team.
That extra effort.
You can just 100% see how the team responds to him. And so you take, you know, a lot of times it's very rare that you get a guy with all that talent in one person. And then it's even more rare when you get all that talent and then you get the competitor and then you get the leader that he is. And so, like, you know, he's guys like him don't come along very often. And, you know, when you look at the guys at the next level that are having a lot of success and that people are building franchises around, you know, they're what I just described is what they are.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, I mean, he's had Liam Cohen to learn under last mm-hmm. year, and he's got Rich Scangarello this year. I mean, he's getting those lessons. It's sort of like taking an AP class in high school, taking some college classes in high school in the classroom. He's getting some of that NFL experience
yeah,
now.
100%. And, you know, when we played in the air raid, you know, that was one of the hard things about trying to come out of the air raid and go to the NFL. Is that we were always in the shotgun. We were never underneath the center. You know, we didn't line people up the same way and call them the same way. And so, like, he's learning some of the language of the NFL. Clearly, I mean, the guy in 2 years, he has come in immediately and adapted to NFL offensive schemes and been able to pick it up. So that's going to be a huge plus for him. You know, and then the fact, and this is one of the things that I really like about him, watch him, is when something goes bad, when he throws a pick or he does something, you know, makes a mistake, he gets better.
Yeah.
Like when adversity hits, he gets better. And it's like when he takes a hit, he gets better. And it's like he just responds in the right way. And so if I think NFL scouts are going to be drooling over him. I think that he's going to be – it's going to be hard to justify picking somebody over him when it's all said and done.
And the way the game is structured now and the way it's officiated, I mean, quarterbacks have so much effect on a game now. And you have a guy like this, he can lift everybody up around him on that football field when he plays really well or even just being Will Levis.
Well, I think the other part of it, too, is, like, look, the guys in the locker room, like, they know. They yeah. know they got a guy that, like, hey, as long as with him – You got a chance against anybody and everybody.
Right.
I mean, and you really do. And it's more than that. I mean, like, look, the team's more than that. The team, you know, but at the same time, he's a winner. And I think that's the word. He's just a winner. And he's got a lot of talent, but he works like he doesn't have a lot of talent. He works really hard. You know, Stoops commented on that and his effort and just how much work he puts in. And guys see that. When they see that from a guy that's as talented as he is, you know, that really rubs off a lot. It was similar when Couch was here. Yep. You know, Couch was an ultra-talented guy that everybody knew was going to be a high draft choice, and he worked hard. He worked really, really hard. And when you got that guy that works like that, everybody else takes notice and goes, you know, hey, I'm not that talented. And if he's working that hard, I better be working that hard. And so it really does rub off on the team. And I think his resume, when it gets time for the next level, it's going to be there. It's going to speak for itself.
Got a couple of segments left here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. We invite you to call and chat with us, 1-800-606-4263. It's a local call in the Lexington area at 859-280-2287. We'll take a timeout, back with more in just a moment here on the UK Sports Network.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Make the most of your summer in a new Toyota truck, like the new Toyota Tundra. Designed, engineered, and built in the USA, the new Tundra Hybrid delivers 437 horsepower and can go up to 700 miles on a tank of gas. Now through September 6th, during Toyota's national sales event, get a rugged new 22 Tacoma with low 1.9 APR financing. With approved credit through TFS, excludes TRD Pro. Get details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
There are lots of ways to make Skyline part of your game plan. You can pregame with friends in five ways at your favorite Skyline, or carry out conies to crush during the game. And Skyline is the only place for post-game Cholitos and chili cheese fries. Football, basketball, baseball, or soccer. High school, college, or pro. Doesn't matter. Game time is always a good time for Skyline. So get your game face on and get your Skyline game plan together. Feeling good, it's Skyline time.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren and Dusty with you. Dusty will be joined by Christy Thomas and Jeremy Jarman starting at 5 o'clock this Saturday on the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Kickoff, coverage of Kentucky versus Miami of Ohio. Back to our Clark's Pump and Shop phone lines, where Tommy from right here in Lexington joins us. Tommy, good evening.
Hey, Dusty. Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing well, Tommy. How are you, man?
Hey, buddy. Hi. So, Dusty, you've been in Lexington now, what, 20 years, 25 years?
Yeah, something like that.
I didn't think you were that old. But you've coached high school. You're coaching your boys now, but I don't know how often you stop. But we look like we have a young core in there this year, and I'm just curious what you're seeing out of Kentucky athletics, Kentucky football at the high school level now. We got a young team, but you know we're hearing a lot of good things about Dane. But what are you seeing in Kentucky Athletics as a recruiting base now for the Cats?
You know, I think that's something that has really and I was actually thinking about this the other day, that there's a lot of big-time recruits coming out of the state of Kentucky now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something, and I don't really know what to attribute it to, other than I know that you know, back when I was playing in the air raid, you know, a lot of that kind of changed the landscape of Kentucky high school football, and everybody started going to air raid, and everybody was adopting that. Maybe the success of Stoops and what he's brought to the program has really kind of lit a fire in kind of you know, the athletics in Kentucky high school. But there's a lot of really good recruits coming out of the state of Kentucky, big time guys that are like, you know, everybody's fighting over, and you know, and not just the state of Kentucky, but like in the city of Lexington. I mean, there's some big name guys that have come out recently that have gone on and playing in the NFL or playing respective colleges and doing some big things. And you know, a guy like Dane Key is coming out, who's as a freshman may have an opportunity to really really contribute here at Kentucky. I mean, like, you know, I don't know if people it's hard to put into words how difficult that is to come out as a high school freshman and compete at the SEC level and come out and play, but yet here we sit with some guys that are doing it. And so you know, Tommy's right with his with this kind of what he's alluding to there, is that, you know, there's a lot of recruits coming out of Kentucky now and some guys that are getting noticed, and they deservedly so.
And Kentucky's done such a great job that recruiting continues to just improve. And Tommy, thanks for the phone call. And you know, I think one thing in terms of recruiting, Coach Stoops and his group have done a really good job of establishing sort of that pipeline into Ohio and on up. And now we're starting to see them getting to expand out even more as they've had the success.
No, there's no doubt. And I mean, like, you know, if you spend any time around these coaches and the coaching staff, and I don't get to spend a lot of time, but I've got to spend a little bit, you know, they're confident, and it rubs off. Like, you can feel it. Like, they know what they're doing. They feel very confident about their team. They feel very confident about their culture, deservedly so. They know where they're going. They know how to get there. And when somebody knows where they're going and they know how to get there, like, you can pick up on that. And I think that when they go in and they talk to recruits in their home, you know, I don't know what it's like because I'm not there, but it's I'm sure that it's impressive because, you know, not only can they talk the talk, but they've walked the walk and they can show people and they can give them examples. And, you know, what they're doing here is, in my mind, is just incredible, really. You know, and they've recruited at a very, very high level, but then – they've also matched that with what they've done after they've got those kids here.
Yeah. Chatting with Dusty Bonner, I'm Darren Hedrick here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. And we mentioned the game against Miami opens the season this Saturday, Miami of Ohio. What is something going into this matchup that you want to see, maybe whether it's been a concern in the or not a concern, but maybe a question mark in the offseason? What's something you're kind of looking forward to seeing when this team takes the field Saturday?
Well, I think offensively you're looking for efficiency. You know, you kind of got to think a little bit, or you're probably not showing everything you got because you got some games coming up where you want to hide a little bit. But at the same time, you got to do enough to feel comfortable that you're getting in a rhythm because it is different in a game. And so just efficiency. You know, you want Levis to go out there and play efficient and play smart and, you know, keep his jersey clean. I think from an offensive line perspective, you'd like to see them just play well, keep Will upright. Running backs, I think you know what to expect there. And then receivers, you want to see, and what I would love to see from a receiver/tight end standpoint, see a bunch of different guys get catches and get quality catches and, you know, play a part, play, you know, just kind of a bunch of different guys touching the football and being a part of the offense, because I think that'll bode well for the future. And then defensively, you know, again, we talked about it earlier, the linebackers, you kind of know what to expect from them. I want to see the defensive front really get after them, you know, and I don't expect Miami of Ohio to come in here and do a 7-step drop. I expect it to be, hey, look, you better get rid of it quick.
Yeah.
And so there may not be a ton of opportunities for sacks because I'm sure they're not going to be holding the ball for a long period of time. But just really see that front seven get after and put pressure, and then the defensive backs, you know, get in positions where they have to cover and see if we can't get some turnovers.
We'll take our final time out here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio, and we'll wrap things up when we return here on the UK Sports Network.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next 4-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
Do you know what's great about being a Kroger Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Kroger products you love. And as a Kroger Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by Kroger Plus. Sign up today at Kroger.com. Restrictions may apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
Little Caesars proudly introduces their Fancy Pepperoni for only $9.99. The fancy large pepperoni pizza topped with over 100 crispy old world pepperonis all the way to the cheesy caramelized crust edge. Now that's fancy. So grab your fancy cell phone and order a Fancy Pepperoni pizza with our app or online at LittleCaesars.com. Put on your fancy pants and sashay in and out of Little Caesars between 4 and 8 with a large, hot and ready Fancy Pepperoni for just $9.99.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Levis. Gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Fogle does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Costello to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Kroger will host a VIP tailgate event, which will begin 2 hours prior to kickoff for each home game in the lawn next to BCTC. Kroger customers can accumulate fan reward points by purchasing participating items at their local Kroger stores. Then go to Kroger.com/fanrewards to redeem. These points can be used for free admission to the Kroger tailgate experience, including food and beverage. Customers will be sent an email confirmation that can be shown at the entrance to gain admission to the tailgate. Final segment of our first Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio of the year. The Cats getting ready to host Miami of Ohio Saturday night, and our coverage begins at 5 p.m. with the Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio, hosted by Christy Thomas, my man to my left, Dusty Bonner, and Jeremy Jarman. And you guys are back together for another year.
We are. You know, it's a lot of fun. Christy and JJ do a great job, and we all get along really well and have a good time with it, and it's exciting, you know.
One thing that I wanted to mention about Kentucky's offense last year before we get out of here, and I'm sure this is something they would love to repeat or even better, was last year they faced about 6.2 yards to go on average on third down, which led to them being seventh in the nation in third down conversions at over 51%. If you can equal that, Dusty, or even better it, that's going to equal another great season like they had last year.
Yeah, no doubt. And a lot of that, you know, a lot of that credit, I mean, I don't want to give – a lot of that credit goes to everybody on the offense.
Sure.
But your quarterback and things that the decisions that he makes, maybe don't take a sack and that sort of deal, he can help put you in those positions. And, you know, so I do give a lot of credit to that and Will. But, yeah, that's great. You know, and we used to – my coaches used to tell me, and it always made sense. He's like, look, man, all you got to do is get 4 yards of play. Mm-hmm. If you get 4 yards of play, they'll never stop you.
Yep.
And, you know, when you think about it that way, it does. It makes it a little bit simpler. But, you know, I'm really excited. I can't wait to watch this offense – and see how they're going to use the tight ends and what they're going to be. And that's generally not where your best coverage guys are on defense, because you got linebackers and you got safeties, and they're not – corners are your most athletic cover guys. And so, you know, you take some guys like Dingle and Cummings and put them into the middle of the field, those are going to be tough for people to cover in that space.
Then on the other side, and I know Jeremy's going to talk about this Saturday, but Kentucky's defense, like you mentioned in the last segment, they're going to face a Miami team that's probably going to run some quick hitters, misdirections to keep them off balance, and it's going to be a nice little test for them to start things off.
It's, you know, defensively, it's one of those things. It's probably frustrating, you know, because it's like playing the option. Because people don't want to see the other team move the ball at all, you know. And if you got a good quarterback and you sling it around in a quick game, they're going to be able to move it a little bit. But, again, it's the bend, don't break, and, you know, try to get some turnovers and put pressure.
Well, that'll do it for us here on Clark's Pump and Shop BB and Radio. We just have a couple of minutes left. And so while we have a moment here, we've talked a lot about Kentucky. They're going to open SEC play next weekend against Florida. Dusty, when you look at the league this year, let's just stick to the East. We only got a couple of minutes here, but what do you see out of the SEC East division? It looks to me like it could be one of the most competitive divisions with Georgia favored on top in college football.
You know, I think the East, there was a point in time where the East was a dominant side of the SEC, and it was just a gauntlet trying to get through. It always is a gauntlet, but it was like nationally ranked powers, you know, on the East side, and I think it's headed back to that direction. I think Kentucky's well in the mix of that conversation, but it all rolls, you know, Georgia earned the right last year to be the top dog, and they are right now.
No pun intended.
Yeah, that's right, until somebody knocks them off, but I do think, you know, Florida and Tennessee and, you know, everybody's coming. And that's just part of the deal. It's part of the SEC. But, again, that's – I love the way Stoops approached it. He knows what the SEC is, and he knows that's just part of the deal. It's a dogfight every week, and anything can happen on any given week, and it's about taking care of your job this day with this opportunity. And the Cats are in a really good position to where, you know, again, you don't say this often, but I honestly believe – they have a legitimate shot to get to Atlanta and play in the SEC championship game. It's not going to be easy. They're going to take care of business, but they have the talent and the ability to do it.
We got a little bit of an appetizer for college football last Saturday. We get the main course starting this weekend, and the Cats will take on Miami of Ohio to kick off the season. Saturday at 5 o'clock is our coverage. That's when it begins, 5 p.m. from Kroger Field, and Jeremy will be joined by Dusty and Christy on the Don Franklin Auto countdown to kickoff. Sir, it was a blast. I'm glad we could do this tonight. Glad to kick it off another year with you, buddy.
Absolutely. Excited. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. He's Dusty Bonner. I'm Darren Hedrick. That'll do it for us here tonight on Clark's Pump and Shop BB and Radio. Join us next Monday. We'll be back here again from 7 to 8 following the Mark Stoops Show, as well. We'll next week be previewing the Kentucky Florida matchup down in Gainesville. Special thanks to Adonna Rollins from Kentucky Volleyball for joining us earlier on the program. Volleyball's got the tournament in Omaha this week, the Blue Jay Invitational. They'll take on Northern Iowa, Southern Cal, and Creighton in that tournament, so we wish them good luck. And again, Kentucky taking on Miami of Ohio this weekend at Kroger Field. So that'll do it for us here on Clark's Pump and Shop BB and Radio. We will talk to you next Monday here on the UK Sports Network.
Listening to Big Blue Nation Radio on the UK Sports Network. Big Blue Nation Radio is a presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Still think you can get more from the big box store? Think again. How about award-winning service with manufacturer-authorized technicians or sales professionals to help you find the right product for your home? A store with deep roots in our community that will be here after those big box stores are long gone. If you want to get more without paying more, think outside the big box. Think P-Rats. Since 1946, nobody beats P-Rats.
As a leader in diagnostic radiology services, Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI offers the best in imaging technology, X-ray, CT scans, and MRI. LDC delivers quality patient care by providing comfortable and convenient solutions. And to save patients on coinsurance and copays, the LDC price structure is significantly lower than hospital rates. Learn more by visiting LexingtonDiagnostic.com or call 859-278-7226. Knowledgeable patients and physicians choose Lexington Diagnostic Center and Open MRI.